Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's 2:20. This is Dean Richards for Lisa Dent on Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. COVID rates are up. We're back in a high alert level again. What the heck's going on? When I have questions like that, I always go to Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. Kevin, hello there, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dean. How about yourself?
Doing very well after this lovely Sunday that we have. Another beautiful day today. But a little bit concerned when I read how Cook County is once again at a high COVID-19 alert level. Please explain.
Yeah, how about it? We really enjoyed that 1 week that we spent at medium, didn't we?
See, that's not right.
DuPage, Cook, Kane, and Lake County all went up to high, which is unfortunate, but I think it's just shown us the impact of a couple things. One is the BA4 and BA5 that we're seeing in a lot more in the UK are just so much more transmissible. People letting their guards down, and we all have to remember, too, that the transmission rate is based on those cases that are reported. So there's even more cases out there that obviously are not reported.
People do a home test or
don't test at all.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That, you know, you do one of those little, you swab yourself and get the test result, and then you never report it one way or the other. So probably the numbers are even higher than, we expected. How do we bring this back down again?
Yeah, you hope that days like today and the weather and things like this will help, which I think a lot of people think, okay, we can go outside. We'll be outside more. We won't spread it. We won't be in huge, large indoor groups. And that's partially is true. The unfortunate thing is look what happened last Friday. You know, we had, 1.9 million travelers or something, the highest rate of travelers, air travelers in over a year. And that was, not even coming into a holiday weekend. So my concern is that the spread throughout the country is going to be much more rapid, and you're going to have a lot of people now vacationing, going to visiting family and friends, and going into more high-impact areas.
Is it because the characteristics of the variants that we're dealing with now are that much different? Do they require some kind of special protection, or we've just let all of our protections down because we think we're in the clear now?
Well, we've let our protections down, but unfortunately, people, you remember we started out with original COVID, and we had Delta, and then Omicron, and then people say, well, why don't we have the new Zeta or Iota or whatever the next Greek letter would be? And it's because this newest strain now is staying in that Omicron kind of family, but just getting smarter and better as far as how it's contagious. So if you look at, I hate to keep looking at the UK, but look what's going on in the UK. Their rates jumped 25% in 1 week. Their hospitalizations jumped 37%. So we're certainly concerned about what's going on there. International travel being one thing, we just know that BA4 and BA5 are already here. And are we going to see the spread here like they saw in the UK, where they're calling it their fifth wave, which, we're keeping our fingers crossed that we wouldn't have another wave.
So often when you brought us the latest COVID news over the past 2.5 years, really, on my Sunday morning show, you talked about looking at Israel as a model for handling it properly. What are they doing right now? Are they seeing numbers going up? Are they taking different kinds of precautions than we are?
Well, you make a really good point, because we did look at Israel quite a bit, and we continue to look at them. And why? Because their vaccination rates are very high. Their mitigation strategies are still in place. And now you're not seeing these big bumps. And when that happens, they fall out of the story, right? Because they're not seeing what we're seeing in, like, the UK and other parts of Europe, where things aren't going that way, where vaccination rates with boosters are not higher. So if we wanted to compare the UK with Israel, we would certainly be saying we should all follow what Israel is doing, where the impact of BA4 and BA5 has not been felt like it has been in the UK. But again, it comes down to vaccination rates and just even reminders of mitigation.
Yeah. What is the latest on the development of new vaccines which target Omicron more specifically, that go after what we're dealing with in a much more targeted fashion now. Isn't that what they're working on?
Absolutely, because we have to remember that the vaccine that we're getting is still based on that original COVID. And like I said, we've had, you know, all these other variants and different types and different strains, but we still continued with that one basic vaccine because it's the foundation that we've had to allow these companies to make the vaccine. But now we've caught up. We have enough people being vaccinated that now the vaccine companies, both Pfizer and Moderna, are working on a shot that's going to have two strains in it, one the original and one Omicron specific, very similar to what we see with influenza, right? We say, okay, what's the predominant strain this year going to be? Let's put that in the vaccine. So they're working on that. They should have results, actually, and are going to go in front of the FDA, I believe, on Wednesday. It wouldn't surprise me if they have good results, which we're all expecting, that they would be saying, we can ramp this up. Give us the approval now. We will ramp this up, and we will be ready in August, September to have this vaccine available for your annual or your seasonal COVID shot, where you'll get both the COVID and the Omicron strain in one shot.
Yeah. All right, everybody, mask up and be careful. It doesn't take much to bring these numbers back up and put people back into the hospital and all things that we do not want to be happening. Thank you for the update on that. And Kevin, I have to confess to you. I can't talk to you without confessing this. You know, we were out at the parade yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a hat on.
Okay.
I had SPF 30 on almost everywhere. Apparently, I forgot to put it on my right arm. Which is I have mismatched arms today. Mismatched arms. So when you're out on these nice days, lather it up, my friends.
Well, and Dean, you make a really good point, because people look at a day like today and say, oh, it's, you know, it's 75,
oh,
78
it's so
degrees.
Nice.
I don't need the sunblock,
right.
And it's even worse.
Yeah.
Eat it more.
Yeah, believe me, you don't want to look like my arm looks right now. So. Kevin, thanks very much, my friend. We'll talk to you Sunday.
Take care. We'll talk soon. Yep.